In the Parshas Vayigash, we have the Shmoyis Bnei Yisrael Bar Mitzrayim, Yaakov Abonav, or Yaakov Ruvain, and so on. And then you have at the end, you have the minion of Shivim, and Rashi asks that the Kratusim you find only 69, and then you have one more that's not accounted for, perhaps Shivim. So the Chazal ask it, and they say a few possibilities of where the Hashlama was. So it's interesting. Chazal asked it as a kasha, how is it possible that somebody has 66 cups, and he gives it to somebody, and he gives three more cups, and he gets 70. Elo, zu yechevet sheshlima minyan sheshlama tzayim. It's yechevet. And Gemara says, yechevet ibura beretz kanan, v'nudita beretz mitzrayim. That's one man yoma. And one man yoma is that yechevet was counted even when they're expected, when a mother was expecting. And, or it says, bein achoy misnelva. That is one hezbeh. Another hezbeh, it says it's Yaakov Avinu, and it's like somebody that you can count him twice. You can count him, and it says also Moshe Shtei Rigyene Shomelech Yukmina V'Gustino, two different armies of two different Moshelim, and the Moshel belongs to both of them, and he's counted with both of them. That's the second. So on this, the Yeshem Serach Ben Osher Yishlima Saminyan, Adorich Siva Tikka Ishka Chomim Ben Ha'ir, Ve'ikavalev Atayma Isha Tayoyev, and so on. So Chazal here have different shotim in who's Mashim Minyan. So first of all, the question is, why is it so complicated? Because let's just say, 69. I mean, each one of these 70s is a complicated parents. Why didn't the pasuk just say 69? And we'll make our own cheshbon that if you add on later, you'll get 70. The pasuk is mashma that it's explaining a matzav exactly. It's explaining 69 prokim, shata peraton, you have 69, and when you put it together, you have 70. And that gosh of the pasuk is that's deducted element. It's something that needs to understand. What the Indian is to have 69 protein and 70 cloud. Also, you have Meli Yaakov Avinu and Echshu, you say that Yaakov Avinu belongs both to the Shvatim and to himself. That's something that we understand here. But the Yocheved is, if I say there's something in the dog of Yocheved, and Serach Bas Osha, two protein. Yaakov Avinu, a person understands, you can count him as a prat and as a cloud. That's Yaakov. But the Chevet and the Serach Bas Osher is hard to understand. I mean, what's the yichud of the Chevet and Serach Bas Osher that they're counted as the special ones? So your Chevet is Nolda Bein Achoymes. Serach Bas Osher is the Stamash Island Shah. I mean, she was counted already. She's one of the children. So what did he count her again for? So one of the first one I heard him says that she was so chashuv she was counted twice. The Dabba says to more, I mean, I don't know how to rate the chshuvim, but after she b'chlalam nuyim b'parashus, really the chshuva k'shnayim tzad chasuzim chachmosam. It's very, very hard to understand it. There's another in the Kudol, also. The Chazal say, how do you know Tzerech Bas Osher? And Chazal go through a long list of Serach Bas Osher is the one that is mashlim aminyan. Serach Bas Osher is shlimas aminyan. One, she said, and they bring the whole Chazal, Anish hu sheishlamti minyonu sheishol Mitzrayim. I was the one, it goes on a pasuk. It says that David HaMelech was going to flatten a certain city, and it says, Vatikra isha chachoma min ha'ir v'yikra v'lavateima isha ha'yoyev, and she said, how are you going to destroy a city and kill out a whole city? And he asked her who she is. She said, Anoichi Shloimei Amunei Yisrael. I'm from those, Shloimei Amunei Yisrael, Pashto the Poshlosh, means those that are part of Klai Yisrael. But Chazal Darsh, Aniu She Shlamti Minyonu She Yisrael Mitzrayim. First of all, I was the one that was mashed on the count of Klai Yisrael Mitzrayim. 2. Aniu sheishlamti neman lo neman Yosef l'Moshe. I was mashlim Yosef to Moshe, which means that when Moshe Rabbeinu left Mitzrayim, he was supposed to take Atzmus Yosef. He couldn't find Atzmus Yosef, so Seraph Asasha told him where Atzmus Yosef is. And Bimela, the third time round, she was mashlim between David and the city over there. So there's some Indian in Seraph Asasha is a professional mashlim. She's always being mashlim between Yosef and Shlomo, between Yosef and Moshe, between David and Klal Yisrael. That's the and whole arichas here about how she was mashlim the city. So there's something of Seraph Asasha is somebody that's not written all that much about, a little bit here, a little bit there. And there's something about that mita that she's a neiches Shlomo emuni Yisrael. I'm the one that's mashlim. It's the kudu we want to talk about. Also, it says when they came and they told Yaakov Avinu, they told him Oid Yosef Chai. The lashon Oid Yosef Chai is a little extra. In other words, V'chi Yosef Chai, V'chi Chaihu. He's living. Yosef is living. The Oid means he still is living. He's can. The lashon would be Yosef is living. I mean, that means he's still living. He wasn't reborn. The Oid Yosef Chai and Oid. The word Oid over here is a word that repeats itself a few times. I mean, Mela Oida Vino Chai's understanding is that he was old, and, you know, did he make it till now? Is he still alive? Yosef, the Chiddush that was alive, was thought to be dead, and now he's found to be alive. It's not still alive. Somebody who's very old, they say, wow, he must be 100 and something, is he still alive? But somebody who's listed as dead, and then 10 years later somebody finds him alive, you don't say he's still alive. He's alive and not dead. The Oid Yosef Chai part of it is his heart. There's also a famous Chazal Medrash, I haven't found it, I've heard it's Yenis in Benazil, I didn't find it either, but that the one who was Mevasa was actually Seraph Asasha, was the one that was Mevasa. And by stage, that's also some Chelak of Hermetzius. One more thing that's attributed to Seraph Asasha is that the Klal Yisrael didn't have a Mesiris. They didn't have the Mesiris of how the Goyal would come. And when he said Pakoit Pakarati, she was the one that knew the Mesiris. So those are all in Yon and Ashayach to Seraph Asasha. It needs understanding what that meat is, what that Nakuda is. She's mashing the minion. She's mashing between Yosef and Moshe. She's the one that's Mevasa to Yaakov Oid Yosef Chai, and she's the one who is brings Pocket Pachadiki. There's in when Chazal say about Shabbos that by HaKadosh Baruch Hu it says by Chal by Yom Hashvi, so it's Kom Lachtoi. So Rashi says that it's Shayach HaKadosh Baruch Hu Dafka, because only HaKadosh Baruch Hu can slice it exactly even. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu can stop exactly at the second that Chol is there and start Kodesh. But for us, we can, so we stop working on the sixth day. So Parshas you learn, it's just a technical difficulty. People are not so good. So by us it's Kichatzois, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Kichatzois. We're Parshas, technically we need to leave ourselves a safety margin. But the emes is, you're talking about in the parish of Bereishis itself, you have this chalkus from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Adam. And the mitzvahs of Bein HaShemoshes is listed, in other words, the Torah over there is explaining to us Bein HaShemoshes, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Vayichal Bayim HaShvi, and by us it's Bayim HaShishi. It's telling us a nekuda of Avodas Adam as opposed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The musik of Bein HaShemoshes is something that Shayach adapted to Klal Yisrael, or to Adam. And you're right that it's because there's an inadequacy, but it comes out that there's a mahalach of avoda that's called Bein HaShemoshes. The tairavis of HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him the tzitzis in the world of a tairavis of Oyer and Choshech, and he was mafridim. But there's a mitzvah of Bein HaShemoshes that is the tchum of Adam, and we'll try. Look, that's what we want to explain. Of the midas, when a person sees the Malach Avodah, He sees a world of Metzias that's kulei Taif, Taira. He sees a Metzias that is either Ra or that needs a Tikkun, either Ra or Choyl, Tum or Choyl. And the Avodah of Choyl is just to push the Kodesh onwards. The understanding is that all that you need for that Avodah is a lot of Taif. If a person learned and he's going to be Mekayim Mitzvahs in the Olam HaMitzvahs, in the Olam HaMitzvah, so the more he learned, the more he knows, the more Kedusha he has, the better equipped he is to be Metaken. There's something missing. There's a chelik of Avodah that is to be Mekasha between the Kodesh that is in the world of Choyl and the Kodesh that's outside it. In Torah, there's something called Shimush Tamei Chachamim. Korah v'Shana v'Loi Shimesh is called Am Haaretz. What's Shimush Tamei Chachamim? The person was Korah v'Shana and he knows Mikra, Mishnah, he knows all the halachas perfectly. But there's a chelik of Torah as it is already inside the Olam HaMaaseh. The person could learn all shapes, but if he never had shimush as to what's called a nekev, what's called a nekev foolish, and what's called a nekev godlo, what's called a simruba, and so on and so forth, the person can't pass it. Because there's a chelik in the meeting up between kodesh and choyl that has its own mahalchei avodah, that has its own Torah, that has own tzius, and adrabah. The godless of Adam is dafk over there. In the bein atchumim of kodesh and choyl, in the ibur of choshech and or, that's where Adam's mitzias expresses itself, and that's where ikar avodah is. Ulehavdil, the pasuk says, lehoyus lehavdil bein atorah latomei. So the gemara says bein nishchat ruboy lenishchat chetzer. In other words, in the mokaim where the halach is chal, the suffix of In the world of the lomdus, nishchat ruba versus nishchat chetzoy doesn't need any abdullah. It's very clear. The halacha is need roiv and anything, and if it's half and if it's not roiv. In the metzias, to be mafchin between roiv to mechza mechza is extremely difficult, and that's where the chiyuv of hira is. So there's a chelak keilu, a thread of kedusha that finds its mokrim in the world of Choyl, that is Miyuchat Avodah Sadah. So, in Bein HaShmashes, even though Mitzad Echad, it's by and large still Yoyim, and but there's already a thread of Laila there, there's already a thread of Kedusha, that's where Avodah Sadah must be Mekadoshim. So the Chiyuv of being Moisif in Achol HaKodesh, the Chiyuv of that there's a Tchum of Eruv, of Kodesh and Choyl, that is specific to Avodah Sadah. And it's a different type of Avodah. And there's a Midah like that. There's a Midah of that bridges the world of the Makar and the Sheirish to the world where it's Chalam. And that Midah was a Midah that has its own Metzias, it has its own Klolim, and its own Mahalchim. The Metzias of Klal Yisrael, the Maral speaks about that Yosef was Noilad, that Yecheved was Noilad Bein HaChoymes. He said it was Klal Yisrael has two inyanim. First of all, they became a Klal in Mitzrayim and the Bedafka Goy Mikarev Goy. So had they been a finished nation, Ayin is a minimal number for nation. Klausel comes in different packages. There's Shishim Ribu and there's Ayin. Ayin is a certain Shlemus, like Sanhedrin is Ayin and so on. Ayin is a Shlemus, a lot of numbers, a lot of inyanim. So B'meila, had Klausel been completely finished beforehand, they would not be called Goy Mikarev Goy. Their rishis would not have been Mitzrayim. On the other hand, if they would have started from Mitzrayim, then they would never, then the original Sheirish would have been Nishka. You couldn't have it either way. Klaus ought to start before can become Batla Mitzrayim. Klaus ought to start in Mitzrayim was impossible. Bein HaChaymes is a Pshara. So what's the Pshat? Bein HaChaymes is a Pshara. I mean, the Teretz is Bein HaChaymes is a Mitzias where it's already inside, it's inside Mitzrayim, but it's not Batla to Mitzrayim and so has all Mitzias. So Yechevet was Mashlin. The Chevet was mashlim Klal Yisrael in a way that it was a bridge between before and after, between Canaan and Mitzrayim. It was a mokum that was not Canaan and not Mitzrayim, or both. It was a mokum that was little Canaan and little Mitzrayim. That is the Mitzias of Ben Achaymes. And that's the pshat that she was mashlim and Achaymes. Moshe Rabbeinu was also like that. Moshe Rabbeinu was noilad outside of the Amoinus Mitzrayim, and he grew up. As soon as he was old enough, he became he was brought up within the base parrot. So in a sense, Moshe was the same thing. He was the Sheirish was from outside, but his Gidl was from inside. And we need, and we'll explain later why that was necessary for the Goyal of Klal Yisrael. So you have a mitzias of inyonim that bridge between a sheirish of kedusha to a hemshach that's choil and so on. Serach basasha, and again, Yocheved being mashing the minyan bein achaymes, we explain because bein achaymes is the hashlama had to be between both inyonim. Serach basasha when Chazal's the man yomer that holds that she's the one that's mashlim. It's the same teichim. Serach Bas Osho was someone that spanned a lot more deiris than her own mitzvahs. The fact that she was Mayach Yomim means that she was able to she went from her der to the deiris afterwards, to the der of the Geula, and so on. She was Mashlim. The minyan means that she had two personalities. She was herself, and she was the Hemshech also. She was someone that came into Mitzrayim, and she was someone that left Mitzrayim. She had a din of others and a din of banim together. That was the mitzias of Serach Bas Osho. So she had two mitzias. She had a mitzias of somebody else born before, and she had the mitzias of that of the door that left as well. The Inyan of Psura, as in there's a Virus 9 to Chernobyl. He says Givaldik in the Kuda, not over here, he says it in Bayetze in Bayisi Yaakov Israel. He says that the Inyan of Bsura in Klal Yisrael is Shayach to El Yoanobi. Like Malachi says, and he says anyone who's a mevasa toy, it's because he has a nitzitz of Elyo at that time. That's what he says. It's a p'china of Elyo. Psura toy with the chayis was Elyo, and any time there's a psura, it's a p'china of Elyo. That's what he says. The pshar is Elyo Novi is beheishiv levavos albanu levanu avoyso. The chibur of what was to what will be is Elyo HaNavi. And the oimik is the mitzias of Klal Yisrael b'shalvasam and Klal Yisrael b'churbana and Klal Yisrael b'shalvasam again is not a mitzias that it can't be seen as three different inyanim. It has to be seen as one hemshah. And the oimik of Golus is that, like it says by the Sheva Shneis Rav, that they were mashgiach the Sheva Shneis Seiva. They forgot the Sheva Shneis Seiva in the Shneis Rav. The oimik, especially the Golus Achrid, it says was choshech al pnei tahoim, that just like the previous, just like tahoim has no seiv, this Golus doesn't seem to have a seiv. And we saw the Ramban that says that Mitzrayim was like the Golus. Mitzrayim was like the Golus of the Gaulus Revi, that it seemed to the people that it had no sight. It was the longest Gaulus until Gaulus Edom, and it was Meshakeach, everything that was there before, in every way possible, and Klal Yisrael really, really was Shekeach, the Sheirish. Like the Rambam says, Kimat Kot, that they were Oivid, the Nishkach HaIkar HaGadol Hazeh. So you needed, so the Metzias of Gaulus Bo'emek was where you completely were Oiker any Agasha of what was there before. The nail of the Geula were to come, so the Geula comes on no Hemshech. So the Geula is also sudden. In other words, what was the first time round when things were good is gone. Now it's Gaulus, and the Geula is a third new phase. So there are three different phases in Klal Yisrael. There was Geula, there was Shavosam, there was Gaulus, and there was Geula. That's not Geula. That's not the year of Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael is a hashkocha that builds the Mishalvosam, Anoichi Elim, Anoichi Eret, Anoichi Ela. It needed to go through two different stages to get to its final tikkun. There has to be one nekuda in Klal Yisrael that's a hemshich. One nekuda that is its mamshich from the beginning to the site. That nekuda of chibur is that midah that we're talking about, and that's Shaykh Eliyahu HaNavi. Eliyahu HaNavi is the only one. Mashiach is someone that wasn't there before. Mashiach and David is a Nubriya. He's Ben David, he's a base David, but he's not a hemshich, he's a goyim. Eliyahu HaNavi is the one that's the hemshich from before, and that's the trap, he's the mevaseh. The mevaseh means that he already brings the geula before it came. If somebody comes along and he's mevasa, soon you're going to get well. Soon you're going to have Yeshua. That besura is a way of being mamshich the geula to within the Golas. It's not a new development. In the year so and so, all of a sudden somebody came up and he was powerful and smart and he was Gaulus Haisha. The besura means that it already is nimshach from before him. So the nekuda in Klal Yisrael of chibur, of being mechabit kufis from shevish to hemshich to seif, is Eliyahu HaNavi, and anyone that's mevasa psura has that metzias to them. Serach bas Asher had that nekuda. The word serach means something, a piece that's extra, like serach ha'oide. The more about metzias, misach suchi. Anytime there's a thread that keeps going longer than the thing itself, that's the serach. That's the extra, the excess that falls over. In the Mishkan, the thread, wherever it is, that's what the word means. Serach Bas also was someone who, she was a metzias of Hemshech. Somebody wants to dash in, by Osher it says, the table b'shem niraglov. The regel is the part of the person that goes past. It goes into, it has an idea with Ra. The Ekev is the chelik of the person that's nimshach. It says in Farm that the regal of the kuf goes is Ragla Yerdes Mopsa. The regal of the person is the chelik of the person that's nimshach into the part that's not Kedusha. That's Kedusha, that's not Kedusha. And Bemela, on Osher, it says, B'tevel V'shem Raglov, that the Faket, even his hemshach, his regal, has an Egi and Toy. Serach Bas also is somebody that her metzias is, she provides an akud of Hemshon Klal Yisrael. She was the Mevasa. That's a B'china Valyor. The Lashon Oid Yosef Chai means, not for 10 years he was dead, and now he's living. For 10 years I was living with the feeling that person is dead. And now he's alive, so for those 10 years he was dead to me. Those 10 years are gone. There's no hemshich. Now I'm Oid Yosef Chai means that it's been an ongoing hashgacha. There's been a shtalshulus of Yosef all this time that was behesed. It's not, oh, now we found Yosef and it's a whole new tkufa. Oid means it's a hemshich. Take it the way it says. And that's why, because Yosef told him, Dagolus, where he was holding when he left off with Yaakov. The mitzias of the goy. That's what she said. Sarah told him, "Anoich shleimi emuni Yisrael, aniu sheshlamti min yonash Yisrael." And it says, "Aniu sheshlamti ben Yosef leMoshe." Yosef was the last nekuda of the avis in Klal Yisrael. It was Ben Zkurim of Yaakov, Zkurim Deimeloi. Yosef was the Hemshech, and he was the last Nekuda of Avis. Moshe Rabbeinu had to start where Yosef left off. The person doesn't just come along and grab or take. The person's Metzias is a Hemshech. Moshe could not have gone out without Asmus Yosef. And that's what she said. Ani uzeh she'ishlamti. Bein Shlomo Emunah Yisrael, Bein Neeman LeNeeman, Yosef LeMoshe. I was mashlim between the two trustees. In other words, the pikudin went from point to point. The Lashon, it said that she was the one who knew the Lashon of Pakud Pakadati, because she was lived so long. The Metzias of Pakud Pakadati, we once spoke about this, why that's a Lashon Gula. We'll say it all briefly. The difference between a pikadon, the lashon pekida means, it's like milosha pikadon. There's something I didn't have, and today I have it. I worked very hard today, and I earned money. When I have a pikadon, that means it was by me the whole time, and it was waiting. It was waiting for time. I gave you a pikadon for a month to hold, so the $100 is by you. And it's not the pshat that at the end of the month I have $100. It's a clock that's ticking to have the $100 at the end of the month. We said also lashon pekida by an isha is pekida lepekida is the lashon of her cycle, because the same thing, the cycle doesn't come at the end of the month. It's a biological clock that ticks, and it comes, and at the end of the month it is a phase of the cycle. But it's something which is like a pikadon. It's there, and it's just a question of time. As time moves on, the thing comes to a certain point of hashlama. The Serach Bas Asher's lashon of geula was that she was the one who her metzias was the one that dehered papei pakadati. She dehered that Yosef's metzias that she dehered that the metzias of geula was continuous, and it started with Yaakov going down. There was a gzeirah of 400 or 410 years for being there, and each second that the clock was ticking away is going towards Geula. That was her chiddush of Pakei Pakadati. We spoke with Bekesha that the Rambanias, the older Rishonim ask Lamais, anybody could know the code. Whoever knows the code knows it, and if you don't know it, you don't know. And we explained the mechus of that type of Geula, only she knew. So Serach Bas Asher is the other possible being Mevasa, because she's the chibur between the doiras, and that's what the pasuk counts her twice. She has a din of the doir that went into Mitzrayim, and she has a din of the doir that went out of Mitzrayim. Those are two separate mitzias in Klal Yisrael, and that's why she's mashlam to the number of ayin. That she is the hashlama to ayin requires to have something that has of both of the sheirish and of the hemshich. The one of the mitzvahs we spoke about, Eliyahu Anavi, the Surah of Malka is Miyuchat to Eliyahu Anavi. So it's Kadmonim, right, the Indian saying Eliyahu X amount of times, and the different Zmiris with Eliyahu Anavi, and the fact that it says fun, it's a Kabbalah, it's going to come out to Shabbos, and so on and so forth. It's always a it's just a wonder, like, what's the big deal about Lav Malka? It's very nice, it's fine, it's good, but so many Gevaldik Zachem about it. Surah Shabbos is Kruja Shabbos. Lav Malka is very nice. Bimalabu de Melech. The Teretz is, the Livui of the Melech means, it's one thing when you see him in his Makkah. That's Kedusha. To be Malavim out to where it's not his Makkah is a whole new Mahalach. And therefore, the chiddush of Lava Malka is that a person can be mamshich on the kuda of the kedusha to a makom that it's not. That belongs to Eliyahu Anavi. There's in Avodas Adam,
we understand that the more a person builds up kedusha and toiv when he's starting, so the more he has for later, and that's taka the truth. A person has a storehouse of inyanim of kedusha and toiv and so on, then it's that's the possibilities he has for later on. A person doesn't know how to learn in the kufa when he's learning, so later on it's going to be very hard to know how to learn. And so on, the shmiras mitzvah. But there's a lack of understanding that there's another makam avoda which is miyuchad to dafka, to a chelak of the world which is the chibur kibbutz. L'mashal, if a person is miyachid himself on a day and at a time when a person is already is not, let's say even when a person is learning yeshiva, a person has a tekufa of a person has a tekufa where he has to, he's busy a whole day. Whatever, tiridus the mitzvah, tiridus not the mitzvah, but it's a whole day of tiridus and so on. And let's say you're praying, but Allahu we yaitu kamateru with Krishna Shas Varav, it's very nice. But there's more than that. If a person doesn't have the midah of being manchich and the kud of kedusha, where there's not, then it'll never be mischadah. Then the learning, and that's choyl. And it becomes a matzav where the choyl is totally divorced from the kedusha. The person might be bal kaima in the world in times of kedusha, and completely nothing in the times when it's choyl. Because without the chibur, without the nekuda of chibur to the two, the person doesn't have the ability to relate to it. It's another midah. It's not just if I have tens of thousands of, just like a person has a lot of money in the bank. But if he doesn't have a checkbook or a credit card, it's basically worthless for him. He has to be able to move it from one zone to another zone. There's a chinuch in a person's metzias to understand how to be mamshif in small inyan. Faket, a person, even in yoni choyl, to give it a touch of kedusha, to be miyachid in a kud of kedusha. A person sits and learns in base medrash and goes home to home. That the home should have safer in it. That it shaps for a minute. I the person sits and learns in base medrash all the time. That's true. But to be mamshech the nekuda from kodesh to choyl, that the etzim is avodas adam more than anything else. Malachim are all in a makom that's called kodesh. In the makom that the person exists, it's a world of an era of choyl and kodesh, and a person is avodas specifically there. In the whole parish, in the parish of Ayigash, the Chazal give a hakdama on the word Vayigash. So it says Vayigash of Yehuda. So it brings a pasuk in Amos. Hine yomim boim neum Hashem v'nigash choresh l'kaitzim. It says there will come a day when the person plowing the field and the person reaping the crops will meet together. And the pasuk of Pshat is there'll be a tremendous bracha in the tvua that'll go very quickly and you'll be able to, you won't finish planting and you'll already be able to pick up. That's the pshute of the pasuk. Here it says, V'yigash of Yehuda, hine yom v'anu Hashem nigash choresh l'kaitze. Choresh the Yehuda. Kakaitze, ze yosef. Shenem avin en achim alvim malume. V'derech hanovim, v'moish chazorah, ze Yehuda, moish chazorah, ze yosef, shemos hazar, so ovi rido mitzayim. The pasuk is telling me that the seid, in other words, the clash between Yosef and Yehuda was that there was no chibah between the two. The tzura of Lasid Lovi and the Geula is that there's a vayigash between the oilam of Harisha to the oilam of Betzira. That the one who's being kaitza, which is the Lasid Lovi, and the one who's being chayrish, which is today, will meet up. That will bridge the gap. That's when the Geula will happen. The avodas Adam is there's a tkufa of before, when a person builds himself kedusha and he lives more or less in the world of kedusha than he should be. There's a loss of love, and that's certainly the oilam of kulei toiv and so on. But if there's no chiba between the two, if there's no ability for the person while he's within the world of toiv, there's a person who talks in divrei Torah when he's learning, and then his language becomes coarse, completely in rough and maneuver. But he's there, and it's not even a steer at him. Yeah, that's the world outside. It's a terrible world. You have to learn as much, as long as you can, you have to hold and learn. But did the worlds ever meet up? The worlds never met. It's this world is here, that world is there, and nothing is unheard of, nothing, there's no nekuda, there's no corner in the person's mitzvahs that carries over some of that kedusha. The final avoda lies in those chiburim. That's Yosef meeting Yehuda. That's the parasha of Yigash, that one met with the other. It's where Yosef became Mischaba back against the Yaakov. It's where Yecheved is a chibur from the deiris that were there before to the deiris that are in Mitzrayim. And it's Sarah Pasasha is the one who beetsa b'asa mitzias, that she's mechaber, she's two people. She's the same Sarah Pasasha counts as an Av, she counts as somebody who was there from before. And the same Sarah Pasasha is the one that has the Messiah's Nevula, she's the one who's Mekasha between Moshe and Yosef, she's the one that's mechaber between Kais from Davra Melech. The person that in himself has the ability to be mechaber between two elamis, between the person who knows how to be mepakin the ben ashmashes and understands the choil shabay and the kodesh shabay, the kodesh shabay, that's the person that brings the yomim boyim, the nigash koitzal, the reya, and the choyresh al koitza, and dorech hanovim.